16. About Hungary and Great Britain.
1. Where is Hungary situated?
A. Hungary is situated in Central Europe and it is part of the European Union.
2. Where is Great Britain situated?
A. Great Britain consists of some islands to the west of the European continent.
3. Which countries border Hungary?
A. On the north, Hungary is bordered by the Czech and the Slovak republics. On the northeast, by the Ukraine. On the east, by Romania. On the south, by Serbia, Croatia and Slovenia. While on the west, the country borders on Austria.
4. Which countries make up Great Britain?
A. England, Scotland and Wales make up Great Britain.
5. What does UK mean?
A. UK means United Kingdom. It consists of Britain, Northern Ireland and a number of islands.
6. What is the area of Hungary?
A. The area of Hungary is 93,000 square kilometres.
7. What is the official language of the Hungarian Republic?
A. The official language of Hungary is Hungarian.
8. Which languages are taught in Hungary?
A. German and English are the most widely taught languages in Hungary, but you can also learn Italian, Spanish, French, Russian, Dutch, or even Japanese at some Hungarian schools.
9. Do you think that the teaching of English is good in Hungarian schools? Why or why not?
A. Yes, I think that the teaching of English is quite good in Hungarian schools because there are a lot of pupils who can get language certificates.
B. I don't really think that the teaching of English is good in Hungarian schools. It is impossible to acquire a language in 3 45-minute periods a week with 20 to 30 students in one group. 10. What is the system of government in the UK?
A. The United Kingdom is a constitutional monarchy.
11. What is the system of government in Hungary?
A. Hungary is a republic.
12. When was the Hungarian Republic proclaimed?
A. The Hungarian Republic was proclaimed on the 23rd of October, 1989.
13. What changes took place in 1989 and 1990?
A. Several parties were formed. At the elections, 6 parties got into the parliament. This meant the end of a 40-year-long one-party system in Hungary. Later, the Soviet troops pulled out. People began to feel free.
14. What are some tourist attractions in Hungary?
A. Visitors can enjoy the wonderful sights of Budapest, relax on the beaches of Lake Balaton, go and see the lovely Hungarian villages, or visit some of the smaller but beautiful towns like Veszprém, Kőszeg, Eger or Szentendre. They can also go for outings in the romantic Puszta, the great Hungarian plain.
15. What do you know about the history of Budapest?
A. Budapest is the Hungarian capital. 2,000 years ago, the Romans called it Aquincum, that is, the city of waters, because there were and still there are a lot of hot water springs and medicinal baths in this region. Under the rule of Sigismund, they built the royal castle on the Buda Hills. Pest, lying on the other side of the River Danube, was flourishing in the 19th century.
16. What is Budapest like today?
A. Today, Budapest is a busy metropolis. The city has many historical and cultural monuments, works of art, and natural beauties.
17. What is its population?
A. Its population is about 2 million people.
18. What are the main sites of Budapest?
A. The main sites of Budapest are Gellért Hill, with a fortress called the Citadel and the Statue of Liberty on its top, the Royal Castle District with Trinity Square, the famous Matthias Church, and the statue of King Stephen I, and that of János Hunyadi, the Fisherman's Bastion, the Houses of Parliament, the beautiful Margaret Island, Heroes Square, and lots of museums and parks.
19. What are the main sights of London?
A. The main sights of London are the Tower with the crown jewels and the guards, Buckingham Palace with the changing of the guard, Westminster Abbey, the Houses of Parliament with Big Ben, St. Paul's Cathedral, Trafalgar Square, the London Eye, 10 Downing Street, and lots of buildings and museums.